حملته أمه وحنا على وحن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. His mother carried him upon difficulty and hardship, and the weaning of him was after 2 years, in order that he may display gratitude to me and to your parents. For indeed to me is your return. He said that after Allah Ta'ala mentioned this particular affair, yani bitter to the parents in general, he went on to mention specifically the reasons why we should give righteousness and good dealings towards the mother specifically. فَقَالَ, he said, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ. His mother carried him difficulty and hardship upon difficulty and hardship. As Sa'di said, أي مَشَقَّةٌ عَلَى مَشَقَّةٌ, meaning it was a hardship upon another hardship. So she continued facing and encountering hardships from the time that the child was a nutfa inside of her womb. That what she experienced from dizziness. Likewise, illness and weakness and fatigue. And likewise, the gaining of weight and the changing of her condition. And then there came the affair of childbirth and that which contained from hardship. But Allah, this is an affair that we as men, we don't get. We don't get it. And none will get it except those who have given birth other than the Lord of the Alameen. A man came with a woman to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were disputing concerning a child that there was between them. This man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, waladi kharaja min salbi. He said, Oh Messenger of Allah, it's my child, he came from my loins. وقالت المرأة, the mother, she said, Ya Rasulullah, حمله خفا ووضعه شهوة وحملته كرها ووضعته كرها وأرضعته حولين كاملين. The mother, she said, O Messenger of Allah, he carried this child when he was light, and he placed him, when he placed him within my womb out of desire and pleasure. I carried that child while that child was heavy, and I placed him, and I gave birth to him in a difficult and hard situation. And then after that, I suckled him for a period of 2 years. No doubt the mothers know what we're speaking about. Imam As-Sa'di, he continued, وَفِصَالَهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, concerning the statement of Allah, that the weaning of him took 2 complete years. Sa'di, he said, meaning that he clung to his mother in need of her to take care of him and to see after his needs. And likewise, she suckled him and fed him. أَفَمَا يُحْسَنْ بِمَنْ تَحْمَلْ عَلَى وَلَدِ هَذِهِ الشَّدَائِدِ. Will you not be good and display goodness towards one who carried and bore all of these difficulties and hardships for the sake of his child, meaning the mother? And you display towards that mother the utmost veneration and love. And indeed, displaying and showing goodness and excellence towards the ummah. No doubt this is something which is weighty. No doubt this is something which is heavy, that which the mother bore, just so that we could come into this world. Just so we could be born. It is something heavy and weighty. For this reason, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw a man from Yemen at the Kaaba, making tawaf around the Kaaba, carrying his mother upon his back. And he was saying while he was doing so, Inni laha ba'iruha, indeed I am her mount, I am her animal, her riding beast, bore down with this weight. And indeed I am carrying her upon my back. And Allah is my Lord, He is full of majesty and honor. I carried her greater than what she has carried me. فَحَلْ تَرَى جَزَيْتُهَا يَا ابْنِ عُمَرِ. He said, do you see, O Ibn Umar? Have I recompensed her? Have I paid her back? Have I paid my mother back? Ibn Umar, he said, لا ولا بزفرة واحدة. He said, no, not even for one labor pain. Not even for one labor pain have you paid her back. The makana, the status of a mother inside of Islam, it is something which is magnificent. Her rights are something which is magnificent. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, man ahaqqun nas bihusn al-sahabati. He said, O Messenger of Allah, who from the people has most right to my excellent companionship? Qala ummuk. He said, your mother. Qala thumma man. He said, and then who? He said, thumma ummuk. And then your mother. Qala thumma man. He said, and then who? Qala thumma ummuk. He said, your mother. Qala thumma man. He said, and then your father. This is something no doubt which the Salaf they understood. So you saw them to be diligent in honoring their mothers, to be diligent in showing them due respect and veneration and love and admiration. And it didn't matter if they were grown. It didn't matter if they had status. For here we have Haywa ibn Shuray, who was from the imams of the religion. Haywa ibn Shuray was from the imams of the Salaf. He was sitting inside of a halaqa, yu'allimun nas, teaching the people. He was teaching the people in a class in a masjid, instructing and giving admonition and teaching the people the religion. In walks his mother into the masjid. She said, Qum ya Haywa, fa alqa sha'ir lid-dajaj. His mother walks in. Why is giving a class teaching the people the religion? And she said, Oh Haywa, get up and go feed those chickens. Get up and go feed the wheat to the chickens. What did Haywa do? This imam of the Salaf, teaching the people their religion, Haywa, he stood up and he went to go carry out the command of his mother. From the imams. Yet we are grown. We feel as though we have some status. I'm an adult. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman. Likewise, you have that which is reported by Imam Az-Zuhri. Sakan al-Hasan ibn Ali, La yakul ma'a ummihi. Hasan ibn Ali, he never ate with his mother. He never ate with his mother. He said that, however, kan abarru an-nas biha. He was from the most righteous of the people to his mother. Faqila lahu fi dhalik. It was asked about this. Why don't you ever eat with your mother? Even though we know that you're from the most righteous of the people to your mother, why don't you ever eat with your mother? He said, أَخَافُ أَنْ أَكُلُ مَعَهَا فَتَسْبُغْ عَيْنَهَا إِلَى شَيْءٍ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَنَا لَا أَدْرِي فَأَكُلُ فَأَكُونُ قَدْ أَقَبْتُهَا. He said that I am afraid that if I eat with her, her eye may land upon a piece of food that I have, which I don't realize that she looked at it, and I eat that food, and as a result of that, I am disrespectful to her. This is how the Salaf were with their mothers. So what do we say concerning the one who speaks back to his mother? Concerning the one who raises the voice at his mother? Concerning the one who disrespects his mother? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited even the smallest and most minute amount of disrespect. He said within his book, he said, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He said, Allah Ta'ala has decreed, your Lord has decreed that you worship none except Him and that you are righteous towards your parents. He says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنَّكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. He said, and if one of them or the two of them reach old age in your presence, don't say to them, uff. Don't say to them, uff. It's been reported concerning this particular statement, uff. The Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لو علم الله شيئا من العقوق أدنى من أف لنهى عن ذلك. Had there been something more small and minute than أف, Allah would have prohibited that. Imagine that which is above it. Imagine that which is above it. That we find some people, they go months, days, weeks without checking up on their mother. They go long periods of time without seeing after the needs of their mother, without taking care of their mother. Don't you know? Don't you know that if you cause your mother to cry, you have committed a kabira from the kabaya? It's been reported by...